Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Crucial day at the Supreme Court.
It's the issue of whether Trump has absolute immunity.
Violent campus protests.
Never have I felt more afraid for my life.
Indictment over fake electors.
I will not allow American democracy to be undermined.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the United States Supreme Court considers a historic and important case for former President Trump. His claim that he should have absolute immunity from prosecution for anything he did while in office.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
He's in New York this morning for his hush money trial.
We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
CBS News correspondent Jen Crawford has more on the high court case.
The justices will decide whether and to what extent a former president has immunity from prosecution when it comes to official acts during his tenure in office. That decision will determine whether special counsel Jack Smith can try Trump for his alleged efforts to interfere with the 2020 election. Trump has failed to persuade two lower courts, including the Federal Court of Appeals.
Could a president who ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival who was not impeached, could he be subject to criminal prosecution?
If he were impeached and convicted first.
A group of 19 former military leaders also warned in a brief filed with the court earlier this month that presidential immunity from criminal prosecution would threaten the military's role in American society and our national security.
An Arizona grand jury has indicted key people who used to be close to Trump, his former White House chief of staff Mark Meadows, his former attorney Rudy Giuliani, and 16 others. Attorney General Chris Mays says it's all tied to the effort to overturn the 2020 election by using fake electors to try to certify a Trump win in a state actually won by President Biden.
The defendants allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted.
Trump is referred to in the case as an unindicted co-conspirator. Hundreds of arrests at college campuses from New England to the Southwest as pro-Palestinian demonstrations expand. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
Overnight, chaos erupted as police tried to break up a pro-Palestinian encampment at Emerson College in Boston, protesting Israel's war in Gaza. Demonstrators clashed with school security at USC in Los Angeles after school police ordered students to move their encampment.
Both sides of my family were displaced from Palestine. I'm here using my voice because my grandparents couldn't.
Hundreds gathered at the University of Texas at Austin. In New York, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was interrupted by loud booing during his visit to Columbia University.
I am here today calling on President Shafik to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
In the Mideast, a new hostage propaganda video released by Hamas shows Hirsch Goldberg Poland with an amputated right hand, an injury that happened during the October attack in Israel. His mother sees it as a sign of hope.
We heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days. And if you can hear us, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
It's now on to the Arizona Senate for a measure to repeal a near total ban on abortions tied to an 1864 law. Yesterday, the state House passed it with three Republicans crossing over to support it. There's where the U.S. birth rate has dropped to a low not seen since 1979. More than 3.5 million births were recorded last year, down 2% from the year before.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
In an exclusive interview with CBS's Nora O'Donnell, Pope Francis called for peace in Ukraine and help for civilians in Gaza, and he called for action on global warming.
What do you say to the deniers of climate change?
There are people who are foolish, and foolish even if you show them research. They don't believe it because they don't understand the situation or because of their interest. But climate change exists.
A new rule just issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force power plants fueled by coal or natural gas to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. Legal challenges are expected. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is amping up some tests of new crash prevention technology, and it's now encountering trouble.
No doubt automatic emergency braking prevents crashes as the systems were acing crash tests. So Institute Vice President David Ayler says they turned up the speed and added a motorcycle.
We really saw vehicles struggle with the motorcycle. We saw some other vehicles struggle with the higher speeds.
Subaru's Forester, the only one of 10 SUVs to get a good rating, 4 were rated poor. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Police in Hamilton, Ohio arrested 74-year-old Ann Mayers while she was doing yard work at her home just a couple of hours after she allegedly robbed a bank of about $500 with a handgun.
She told me she stole a candy bar once, but other than that, she's never stolen anything and doesn't really know why she did it, just out of desperation.
Police Sergeant Brandon McCroskey says her family says she had been the victim of a costly online scam. Federal officials are stepping up testing of bird flu in dairy cows. Genetic testing indicates it may have been spreading since late last year. Human risk is said to be low. Stunning sight for people at the Moulin Rouge Cabaret, one of the top landmarks in Paris. The blades of the windmill on top collapsed overnight.
I hope they will build it up again, so it will be as it always had been, the old Moulin Rouge.
No sign of foul play. No one was hurt. Venice, one of the world's top tourist spots, is now charging about $5 for day trippers to enter the historic Italian city. Tourism official Simone Venturini says it's designed to thin massive crowds.
We need to find a new balance between the tourist and the resident, and we need to discourage the arriving on day trippers in some particular days.
The inspectors will check to make sure if people have paid for tickets. Detroit is packed with thousands of tourists for tonight's NFL draft.
Here goes Caleb Williams. Go deep, young man. Touchdown.
USC star quarterback Caleb Williams is expected to go to the Chicago Bears with the top pick.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The annual New Orleans Jazz Festival that opens today has performers from all corners of the musical spectrum.
There will be plenty of jazz, but major acts like the Killers will be on stage this weekend, too. Festival producer Quint Davis says he's just excited to see the crowd.
I'm looking forward to it happening again, and I'm really excited to see the festival come back to life.
Tennessee whiskey.
Chris Stapleton is another act that will help bring life to the hundreds of thousands of music lovers crowding into the New Orleans fairgrounds. And next week, the Rolling Stones headline a lineup that includes Foo Fighters, Hozier, and a tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
A portion of a Chicago sidewalk that had an impression with the outline of what looked like a rat has been removed. Tagged the rat hole, it had become a quirky tourist attraction. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.